Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Governor Robert Cray bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget we have a different poll question on our homepage every week. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far. And I'll go ahead and give you the report on this right now. As soon as I reintroduce our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on the show. Karen is the president, the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, and an original member, a founding member of My Brain Trust, going back almost 13 years. And she's our good friend. Karen, welcome back. And you're going to be back, though, in a couple of weeks, because we're going to celebrate our 13th anniversary of the show, and we would not want to do that without you.
Oh, I have to be here.
Yep, absolutely.
Lucky 13.
Exactly. That's the story we're sticking to, Karen. You know, Karen, we were talking about the engaged voter a minute ago, and we asked our audience in the last week, if the election were held at that moment, if they were pulling the lever right now, which party would they be more likely to vote for? And our records, our poll, which is very unscientific, I admit that, showed 88% Republican, 12% Democrat. Now, we don't know these people. We don't know who they are. We don't require them to tell us who voted. But that's even a larger group, in one way than the polls are. So I think it's very interesting. What do you think?
Oh, well, I have to think with small business owners, as you know, Jim, on issues involving the economy and taxes and fiscal issues, we're fairly conservative as a bunch. So that doesn't surprise me at all, given the direction of policy over the past 2 years that has been enacted or been considered, whether it's the health care bill, whether it's government spending, the size and scope of government,
cap and trade, the union bill, taxes. I mean, I think a lot of the people in our poll, and a lot of the other folks out there, are not saying I love Republicans, I don't like Democrats. I think they're saying I don't like the health care bill, I don't like not knowing what my taxes are, I don't like cap and trade, I don't want unions telling me how to run my business, et cetera, et cetera. I think that's what they're saying, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. It's not a vote, I think, for the Republican Party to say. I mean, per se, I think they want change. They don't like the change that President Obama, ushered in. So this is sort of a indictment on that.
Right.
And I think, the Republicans will most definitely, as Jim, have to prove themselves.
Right. No question.
And their brand has been damaged over the past
10 years,
5 to 6 years, in terms of spending and basically enabling, if you will, the political class and
right.
becoming the cheerleaders of the political class and enmeshed in the ways of government. And so they're going to have to prove themselves. They're going to have to govern for sure. They'll probably have to work with President Obama, but they laid out some principles in terms of where they want to take the country.
Let's talk about some of the things that they'll have on their agenda. What do you think that this new if the polls go as they say, but the Republicans only get the House and not the Senate, which is what it looks like. Well, what will they be able to do? How will they be able to affect the health care bill, for example?
Well, I think on the health care bill, there's a lot they're going to be able to do. I think there are pieces of it they won't be able
to repeal it, though.
Well, maybe not the whole thing, but I think there are parts of it that they will be able to repeal. There's no doubt in my mind. From, the 1099 expanded 1099 reporting, to the grandfather rule, to some of these regulations that are making their way through the agencies, specifically Health and Human Services, that are already causing major disruptions to the marketplace and driving costs higher.
Absolutely.
So then through the appropriations process,
yeah,
I believe they'll be able to hold back on the funding that is necessary to move forward. And
the House can do that by itself.
Yeah, but also remember, you know, over on the Senate side, you know, even though you know, Republicans won't have 60 votes, I think there's still a lot they'll be able to do, because you have to remember there are Democrats over in the Senate, moderate, quote unquote,
right,
moderate to conservative Democrats, who are up for reelection in 2 years, in 2012.
Right.
So I do think they'll have a governing majority over on the Senate
side.
On many issues.
You think if the Republicans get six or seven, eight senators pick up where they get to 47 or eight, do you think they might be able to pick up a couple or three on the Democrat side?
No doubt in my mind.
Blanche Lincoln, Mr.
Ben Nelson.
Ben Nelson, yeah. Who else? Anyway, that's
well,
it. Very interesting.
Yeah,
very interesting politics.
Yeah,
if you love politics, this is an exciting time, isn't it?
Right. It is. But, you know, so health care is going to be important. I mean, certainly taxes. I mean, where the heck are we going on taxes?
Will the lame duck session resolve the tax increase situation, you think?
Gosh, you know what? I think it will.
Yeah.
I think it will temporarily, because it's in no one's interest to let these tax cuts expire in January 1 and just to have this total, particularly the president, to have this total, you know, level of
uncertainty. He's going to have to start fighting for his own legacy in the next two years, isn't he? Karen,
is, but it'll be interesting to see how he responds. I think no one knows, Jim, to be honest with you.
Okay, let's talk about that when we come back. Give us your website quickly again, Karen.
SBECouncil.org. SBECouncil.org.
Folks, if you're looking for somebody to represent you while you're trying to make payroll in a way that will promote your small business interests, Karen Kerrigan and her organization is a group to support. I encourage you to do that. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.